Labour Shadow Environment Secretary Steve Reid, who's here. Steve, what do you think should be done?
Well, good morning. Well, I mean, certainly this is one of the gravest miscarriages of justice we've seen in British legal history, and it's been dragging on for in excess of 2 decades now. And I've spoken to sub-postmasters in my own constituency who are victims of this scandal. People have lost their livelihoods, their reputations, their savings, their pensions. Some people have even died of old age. This has gone on for so long. So I completely agree that those individuals who have still got convictions for crimes for which they were not responsible need to be exonerated, they need to be compensated, and that needs to happen quickly. Now, as I understand it, the Justice Secretary is looking at whether there's a legislative route for this to be done through Parliament, rather than expecting either the public inquiry to do it piecemeal or each of those individuals to have to go to court one by one to seek exoneration and their conviction being overturned. We will look at what the government brings forward. Constitutionally, it's very unusual to do it that way, but I think the gravity of the crisis and the level of the injustice does mean that we have to look at doing something to support these people. 2 decades, many of them are very elderly now, they deserve their reputations back and they deserve what remains of their futures back.
Well, while these prosecutions were going through, the Director of Public Prosecutions at the time was Keir Starmer, of course. Did he take his eye off the ball? Does he have questions to answer, do you think?
Well, the CPS doesn't work like that. It's not the guy at the top that takes the decisions. They have individual officers that will be taking decisions. But from what we can see, the post office was blatantly lying to people about their role in all of this. And there are huge questions for the post office to answer about their role. The public inquiry, the investigation that's underway, will give us more evidence that we can use there. But surely, I think, the priority right now is to get justice for those people whose lives were utterly destroyed by this. They deserve support, they deserve exoneration, and they deserve compensation.
And in terms of the Horizon IT system that the post office had, it was Tony Blair who was the leader while that was signed off. No one is covering themselves in glory particularly over this, have they, over the years?
Well, I think there are lessons for everybody to learn from this. You know, as somebody who hopes to become a minister if Labour wins the next general election, but ministers currently and certainly in the past as well, the job of a minister should always be to ask questions. It should be to listen to dissenting voices and give them due credence to inform decision-making. It should not be that ministers are simply the mouthpiece for their officials or organisations like the Post Office, who quite clearly were covering things up.
You talked about the election. Keir Starmer told Sky yesterday that people want change, they must vote for Labour. What change do you think Labour represents?
Well, Labour represents the only hope for change that this country's got. If you look at what's going on at the moment, the big problem that people come to me about is the cost of living crisis. And the reason that's happening is we've had 25 different tax rises under this government as they've made working people pay for their disastrous crashing of the economy, which sent mortgages, prices in the shops, rents all soaring. The only way that we can get this country back to working for everybody who lives here again is to grow the economy. Labour has a plan for growth. You don't have to take my word for that. We've had captains of industry, like the former chairman of Tesco, saying there's only one player on the pitch when it comes to economic growth. But if we don't get that change, you're simply going to have this Conservative government continuing to do the same they've done for these past 14 years now. And if you ask people, do you feel better off or worse off after 14 years of Conservative government, people all feel far worse off.
The UK, as you say, currently has the highest tax burden in more than 70 years, but also crumbling public services. You say you want to bring taxes down, but how is it possible to do that and also fix public services?
What we don't want to do is be increasing the tax burden on working people in the way that we've seen this Conservative government do.
So there are a number of tax loopholes
that Labour could close that would get us additional funding for some of those public services. I mean, one of the most egregious for me is the non-dom tax loophole. That's a system by which foreign billionaires who are living in this country get away with paying less tax than the guy that cuts my hair. That is simply unfair. By making those people pay their fair share of tax, you can raise £3 billion that would make a big impact on schools that are crying out for funding, on the National Health Service that is crying out for funding. That would help But for the long term, we need to look at how we can grow the economy. And economic growth was 50% bigger on average every single year in the 13 years of Labour government that preceded these 13 years of Conservative government.
Hasn't Rishi Sunak, though, started to turn things around? We've seen interest rates start to fall from some of the mortgage companies. Inflation has fallen, as he said it would. Are you not worried that, you know, if the election's not for another 8-9 months, things economically might be feeling a little bit sunnier for a lot of people?
Well, if you look at what the government's doing right now, let's take tax, since that was something we were just discussing. The government is just playing cynical pre-election tricks. They're talking about a tax cut that comes into force this month. But what's really going on is we've had 25 different Tory tax hikes since they won the last general election in 2019. They're now proposing to give back just £2 out of every £10 extra they've taken off people. They're trying to pretend that that is some kind of benefit for people. Actually, people are far worse off. And the reason there's a cost of living crisis, the reason it's hitting people so hard, is this Conservative government crashed the economy and they decided to make working people pay the price. That is simply not fair.
Steve Reed, Shadow Secretary of State for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. Thank you.
Thank you.